Day 29 of October 2013, October 13, and the subject material for today is artists that you listen to who are not available on digital media. That's the first part of the question. First of all, I have to say I have no idea. I rarely download and pay for music. Very seldom I do that. I say very seldom, I mean, it's not once in a blue moon. I just mean it's not like every week or things like that. And I have no idea whether an artist that I love or like listening to doesn't have that digital download feature. In other words, you're going to have to buy the album from, say, Amazon or from high street vendors or whatever. So I have absolutely no idea. I guess that because I listen to a lot of classical music, that if I delved far enough, I may actually find someone who doesn't allow their music to be done. But I have no idea, so I'm going to have to pass on this right away. So the next part of the question is, what's my opinion on the future of music with the, well, obviously the current increase in digital downloading or the digital downloading industry? My views on that is that we've been through it all, haven't we, really? I mean, we've been through the early tapes, the 8-tracks, that are still apparently quite popular in the States. Then we went to CDs, now we're on to memory sticks, Bluetooth items, Bluetooth enabled stuff, digital downloading, and that my guess is that over the next maybe, I don't know, maybe the next 10 years, that CDs will be considered as out of date as vinyl records or tapes, maybe even, simply because it's, as some other Audioboo members have said regarding this subject, that they have a lot of stuff stored on digital media, in other words, flash drives, memory sticks, or just using their home network. I mean, I could sit and listen to music anywhere around my house, listen to music coming from my Mac desktop. It's not a problem, it's all digital, isn't it? So who's going to continue to carry what is now considered a bulky item is a CD? So I guess it's, yeah, digital media is going to be the, it's not the new thing on the block, the new kid on the block, but it's going to just make CDs redundant. I mean, at the end of the day, if I do come across a CD, maybe buy a CD or buy a CD at a car boot sale or a market, I'll come home and I'll stick it in my Mac desktop. I'll load all those files in there, and I'll take the CD out and I'll stick it in a case, and I'll either keep it or I'll stick it in a box that will go back for sale along with lots of other stuff at a car boot sale. So I've bought it, I've loaded it in, and it's now digital and I can listen to it anytime. I can transfer that between my desktop and all my media. I don't as such have anything digital. See, my two cars are far too old for that, so I have to stick with CDs if I'm going to listen to music in there. But then I'm living in the past regarding motor vehicles, so most people now I know have family that have Bluetooth enabled radios, and they talk to their iPods or mobile devices and mobile phones. and they just stream this stuff across. So digital's really, I mean, CDs now are old hat as far as I'm concerned. I'm sitting as I talk to you looking down at a pile of CDs, and I want to keep them for absolute backup, and it's only ones that I really do, never want to get rid of, but I never play them. If I want to hear music, it's either on my desktop or on my devices. So my future, or my thought in the future, is that yes, we will be devoid of physical media in a number of years, maybe in less than 10 years. And when you go to a car boot sale, you'll be saying, does anyone have any CDs? And people say, ah, nah, they're old hat, mate, I can sell you a flash drive, but nah, CDs, no. I don't know. But then again, an answer to that would be what I do, is what I do buy. I do actually spend money on, and that is vinyl records. If I come across what I'm looking for at car boots or on eBay, I do pay money. I can pay £1 for an album if I'm real lucky, if it's in good condition. It can be £3, £4, £5 if it's in really good condition at the car boot. But if I go on eBay and I'm looking for the outer sleeve and the inner sleeve to be intact, not damaged, not chewed, not bent over, and the record to be in good condition, I have paid £35. But the normal would be anywhere between £10 and £20 for something that's pretty much guaranteed to play. So yes, I'm living in the past with vinyl, but then again, it's a media that's had a resurgence. More and more record decks are being sold nowadays. It sounds a bit crazy that there's a resurgence in vinyl, but then again, there was always that physical, tactile attraction to vinyl records, and that spinning, black spinning disc with the needle bobbing up and down, trying to track carefully. So, in my case, although I do believe that CDs will die a death, like all the other stuff, that vinyl will always have a home somewhere. My thoughts on that anyway. And the last but not least on this subject, what was the last track you downloaded? Okay, I'll tell you now, I'll go straight to iTunes. And the last one I downloaded was by a group called Staind, S-T-A-I-N-D. And the track is called It's Raining Again. And it's not really my genre as such, it's a modern track. But I heard it on, I can't remember, I heard it on a program. I do a lot of Shazamming from the armchair. And then I get an update from Shazam, maybe after a week or two. They say, this is the tracks that you've Shazammed recently, which is a good reminder. And then if there's something I really like, I'll download it. That was one that I heard on a program, Shazammed it, and I bought it and downloaded that from the iTunes store or Amazon, I can't remember now, but certainly a digital download. Because I only wanted the track, I don't want to buy their album, I don't know what their album sounds like, I just wanted that track. And I've got it on my mobile devices. So that was the last track that I downloaded. Digital download again. Having said that, what I've said about the CDs and digital downloads, I still, when I go to car boots, I still have a good look through the CDs, because there's always, well, not always, occasionally there's a gem track or albums. I never buy singles. Albums that you just, oh yeah, that I really want, and you'll get it for £1, trust me, £2 maximum. So I'll occasionally do that, and as I said, when I bring it home, I'll stick it straight in, and it'll be digital forevermore, and only stored as a big backup. And I really don't need to do that, because I can always do backup on my device. But then, who does backup on their devices? Come on. We always forget until things crash. Okay. My views on the subject material for day 29. Hashtag 29 of October 13. Bye for now.
There's a dark cloud over your head.